This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We've got Bear Week, Brave Piglets, and Lottery Mistakes.
Good news this morning is brought to you by Wicked. Broadway's most popular musical flies back to Buffalo. The original Broadway blockbuster returns to Shea's Buffalo Theater November 12th through the 30th only. Tickets are on sale now. Wicked. See it live. Remember it forever. Visit Shea's.org to get Wicked.
I was kind of excited about the first story because I thought it was about Provincetown and Bear Week, but it's not.
No, I was thinking for my friends Gary and Mitch, but it's not. It's something totally different. Tell me about this competition.
A bear named Chunk won this year's Fat Bear Week contest. He managed to get himself nice and fattened up for winter despite a broken jaw. Okay, so this is bears getting ready for the winter, and so they fatten themselves up, and then they pick the fattest bear?
Yeah. They're getting salmon out of the river, and they're saying this one was around 1,200 pounds, but the fact that he was doing this with a broken jaw, that's a heck of a bear right there. So congratulations, Chunk, 1,200-pound grizzly bear. There's a story this morning about a Piggly Wiggly cashier, and this isn't the supermarket Piggly Wiggly?
Mm-hmm.
There in the South, South Carolina, gave the woman wrong lottery ticket. So here's what I've learned in life. If there's ever a mishap or a wrong ticket or, oops, I didn't mean to get that one, an extra lottery ticket, just take it. Could be someone sending you a message from somewhere else. She's not complaining. She asked for a specific type but was handed the wrong one. Didn't have her normal numbers on it, so she rolled the dice, ended up winning $300,000 with that little oops from the Piggly Wiggly cashier in South Carolina.
Another Piggly story. A piglet was on a truck, and this piglet had a little bit of a idea of what was about to happen. So the piglet decided, I'm jumping off the truck right now. I don't care that I'm on an Iowa highway. I'm out of here because I don't like the vibe. I think we're going somewhere bad. So the
do not like the destination.
No. So the piglet jumps off the truck. And even though the piglet got some bruises and road rash, she was picked up and is going to be able to live the rest of her life on a farm. Somebody named her Peppa. A group called the Iowa Farm Sanctuary is taking her in. They say she's going to be okay. And she's not going where that truck was going. So that's the good news.
Okay. That's one.
And there you go. That's your good news on Kiss 98.5.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.